A grateful heart keeps you blessed. That's my mantra. What up, what up, what up? It's March 2nd. It's Friday. A lot of us got jobs. Some of us have careers. But it doesn't matter. You still dope as fuck. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. This is Ali and Nico. This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. And wanted to come on board and just thank everybody who has taken time out of their busy schedules to listen. I'm now on iTunes. I'm so excited about that. And shout out to Gary V, man, for putting this on the Breakfast Club so I could know about Anchor and how to get started. I'm very, 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 very grateful for each and every opportunity that I have to advance myself, and I don't mind sharing on occasion what I use. I do believe in people doing their own research, though, because I've done a lot of my own research on how to do many things in my life. But I wanted to base this podcast on the art of being thankful and being grateful and gratitude, because being thankful is very, very, very important. It does indeed keep you blessed. I decided, I've always been a pretty grateful child. Since I was a little girl, I used to thank my mom for stuff, and she'd be like, "What are you thanking me for?" And I'm like, "Because you don't have to do anything for me. You're my mom, sure. You are the first universe I ever knew, because I lived in your womb for 9 months and you ate healthy foods in order to make sure and ensure that I was properly nourished, so that you brought me into this physical plane, this world that we live in, that I was healthy. My dad made sure you was happy so you could have a healthy pregnancy, 2 pregnancies, me and my little sister. So for that, I'm grateful. For that, I thank her all the time, but she didn't get it at that time. I think as she's gotten older, she has now gotten the fact that saying thank you does mean a lot. I say thank you to any and everybody for everything. And I think that that has a lot to do with the continuous blessings that I have incurred. Some people don't necessarily think that saying thank you means anything, that it's just something that you say. But we have to understand that power of life and death is in the tongue. That's Proverbs 18:21, baby. Like, if you're a Christian, or if you don't believe in the Christian faith, or whatever the case may be, and you are just a spiritual person, anybody that knows that when you say thankful, when you stay thankful, excuse me, or say thank you or extend gratitude, that the blessings just pour in. Like, that's something that is a universal law, to be grateful for what you have, because nothing is promised to no one and nobody's obligated to do a motherfucking thing for you. Excuse my language, but if you logged onto this podcast and if you're subscribed to this podcast, then you know that it does have a parental advisory sign. Shout out to Uncle Luke for that sign. Look into that if you want to know what I'm talking about as far as Uncle Luke. But being grateful. People owe you nothing in this life. Nothing. They don't owe you a damn thing. Your boyfriends, your husbands, your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your friends, your clients, your bosses, or your supervisors, your girlfriends, your wives. Nobody owes you anything. It's such an opportunity to be able to do for people or be able to give to folks. They say giving is better than receiving, and it is to a degree. You don't ever want to deplete your mental bank. You don't want to deplete your spiritual bank by depositing more into people than they do you. But you also have to stop having so many expectations at the same time. I think oftentimes we as people have this thing of entitlement that we deserve these certain things without working for them, or we deserve to have certain things, but it's all in how you treat people. Like, I say thank you just because that's the type of person I am, and I am truly, truly, truly grateful for each and every person that's in my life. Client, friend, anybody that's ever been in my life romantically, my mommy, my daddy, my grandparents, God rest their soul, and my alive grandparents, you know, uncles, aunts, everybody. Even the opportunities that were not that grateful, or not that grateful, but not that didn't turn out the way I thought that they should. Because there's a lesson to be learned in those too. And oftentimes, just because something doesn't turn out the way we want it to, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't still be grateful for it. One thing that my leak used to always say to me is rejection is protection. And I truly believe that. I had to fix my mind around that a lot, because a lot of times we feel like rejection is because we're not adequate enough to be in that space. But that might not be what God, the creator, the universe has in store for us at that particular time, space, reality. We have to accept that. You might not like it, but you gotta goddamn respect it. And at the end of the day, hey, I'd rather be, you know, not in a space where I'm unsafe, instead of being in a space where I could potentially be harmed. And one thing that I always say is, when I get in my car, is I'm divinely protected. I always affirm that for myself, and I always affirm that for other people, and, you know, wish them well. By being grateful, be grateful for the opportunities that you were saved from certain things. I remember when I was growing up in Kansas City, most people are like, oh my God, black people's in Kansas City? Yes, black people are in Kansas City. If you ever seen the first 48, then in common, in the recent times, then, you know, Kansas City has black people. But Kansas City has a very vast and rich history. And unfortunately, I grew up in the age where niggas love to shoot up people. They just do. That's what they do. They don't have a lot of gratitude for their lives and for the rich history that Kansas City possessed. And so forth. They like to shoot up parties and like to shoot up concerts. I've almost been shot about 8 or 9 times at different parties that I've been to, at different concerts that I've been to, you know, on my block. Drive-bys are prevalent in Kansas City, you know, and I remember when sometimes my mom or my daddy wouldn't let me go to a party. Be like, man, my parents are tripping, man. Like, I'm, you know, I want to hang out with my friends or whatever the case may be. But in the back of my mind, I was like, man, it's a reason why I didn't go. There's always a reason. And I never knew why. But now that, you know, I understand life a lot better, it's because God was protecting me from something. And for that, I'm grateful. Just think about the different relationships that don't work out. Man, I'd be so tore up behind some of these dudes. I'm not gonna lie. You know, this is about truth and honesty. And even though, you know, things don't work out the way we want them to, we gotta be grateful for these people that were removed from our lives, because God has something greater for you. A lot of times you gotta clear out the space that where you have blockages, where you have toxic energy. And for that, you should be grateful. Be very grateful. You might not understand it right now, but pray and meditate on a discerned spirit so you can understand why something was removed out of your life. Because at the end of the day, nothing is worth your sanity. I used to, I've been through a lot of different things with my family members, like, you know, different tumultuous relationships with, you know, divorces and so forth, you know, my aunts and with my mom. And I remember, you know, different instances that occurred where, you know, people wanted to hold on to certain things, and it wasn't no need to hold on to those things if it was going to cause you to feel a sense of fear for your life, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Be grateful for the opportunity that God is removing this person out of your life, man. Like, is anything worth your sanity? Because if you ain't got your mind and your heart, that's it, right? So at the end of the day, be grateful. Be grateful for these opportunities that occur, but the ones that don't occur. Because that's just doing nothing but pushing that energy towards what you're supposed to have in your life. I come to a place of understanding, as I said in my past podcast, with therapy and being able to talk to an unbiased party about the different things that was going on in my life. I didn't understand why I was in these weird ass relationships with these weird ass niggas. And another thing is, you know, why I would attract like married people. It was the weirdest thing ever. One of the most craziest instances I had ever been through. I was involved with somebody. I found out that he was still married and he had all these kids, and it was just crazy. And when I found out, I was so grateful that I found out the way I found out. Sometimes Facebook snooping can tell you everything you need to know. And I surely found out. And when I found out, I let that go. And I remember saying, Lord, thank you. I dodged a bullet. Because I was sitting over here tripping over this person and tripping over the fact that we were so connected. You know, we were very, very, very connected on a spiritual level, I felt, and an emotional level, and, you know, obviously intimately if I was dealing with them. But, you know, it's just crazy how things work out and how they turn out. And we have to remove ourselves from those things and be grateful for that. I am a person who always, I try to look at the good side, you know, the analogy of the cup being half full or half empty. I was the one who was like, oh, it's half full, you know, whatever the case may be. Now it's half empty, because it takes so much energy to be negative. Like, the only time I really, really trip out on somebody or something is if you are just coming at me just absolutely wrong. And it don't make no sense. But at that time, I have to constantly tell myself, man, be grateful this person's acting like this. It gives you that forewarning, so you're not sitting up here tripping over something for an extended period of time. Because the more energy we put out towards people that don't have our best interests at heart, the worse we turn out. And it's not that you won't reach your goal or you won't reach where you're supposed to go. It's that you have a delay. But again, we have to be thankful for those opportunities to see that things didn't go that way. And then also, when things happen to us, it is a testimony of some sort, you know, to express to another individual, because you never know what you say may be helping that person, for real. So with that being said, gratitude is so important. It's so, so, so important. In good times and bad times, be grateful. Just be grateful that you learned a lesson. Hopefully you won't have to revisit all that karma, because a lot of different things come from karma. You do unto others as others do unto you. That's as you want others to do unto you, rather. That's nothing but karma. What goes around comes around. That's karma. You know, sometimes people put out negative energy and then they wonder why certain things come back on them. It might not come back on you in the same light, but it will come back on you. You better believe that. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred and creative. That's it. It can never be destroyed. So understand that this place that we live in called Earth is infinite and has been here for billions of years. And when we're all gone, and when they put other beings of some sort on this plane, the Earth will go on. That's just the way it goes. The universe is going to go on because energy can't be destroyed. With that being said, just be grateful, man. Be grateful. Be humble, like Kendrick Lamar would say. But also be grateful. Gratitude will keep you blessed, for sure. It'll keep you humble. Humility is cool. Humility and confidence go hand in hand. Some people are like, oh, you know, you cocky. Cocky for what? Like, I'm confident in what I do. I'm confident in who I am because I'm grateful and I extend gratitude to a God that I know that is infinite and the universe that I know is going to always work in my favor no matter what. That's why you should always remain grateful, because things that are supposed to happen will always happen. You have to put your pedal to the metal. You can't be a person that is always in this negative frame of mind. Like, when you wake up in the morning, thank God for waking up. That's the first thing I do every morning. And if you don't do that, then start. Just take maybe a few days. I'll say a week. 7 days. Take 7 days. And when you wake up in the morning, thank God for waking you up. Because there's a lot of people that don't have that opportunity. And then what? Then you see your day and you have to affirm certain things. Not only do you have to be grateful, but you affirm, you know, your day be amazing. You affirm that you're going to meet people that are going to put you in a position or have opportunities that are going to put you in the position that you want to be in. A grateful heart keeps you blessed. And when your heart and your mind align, just imagine the infinite possibilities. And I mean, they are infinite. When you wake up in the morning, you know, instead of tripping off of, you know, the blinds being open or whatever, be grateful that you have your senses, that you can see, that you can hear, that you can smell, that you can taste, that you can touch. There's some people that can't do that. A grateful heart keeps you blessed. It truly, truly does. It makes you happy. You know, when people hold doors open for you, thank you. You know, people say, well, if you sneeze or, you know, if you cough or whatever the case may be, you know, if somebody says, oh, God bless you or bless you, you know, say thank you. I think one of the rudest things that people do is when they don't thank people for things or say thank you or have that spirit of gratitude. But it's some people that don't understand the magnitude and the power in it, and that's why they don't do it. Or it's just because they're ignorant and they're being assholes. One of the two. But I'm pretty convinced that it's because people don't understand the magnitude of its power. I'm pretty sure of that. If people knew what things could do and what their power truly was, I think they would do it. If they knew that some of these things that we see are illusions, but still have that grateful mindset, no matter what, then they would put them in positions to be even further in life than what they are. But also being grateful for the circumstance that you're in at this particular place and time. And that's the premise behind Still Dope as Fuck. Being grateful for where you are right now. You might have gained all your weight back like I freaking did. I lost a whole bunch of weight and then gained that shit back, and I was hot about it. But then I had to be thankful, like, okay, I'm thankful because now I know what to do to get back to where I was. I'm thankful for going through the different steps so that if I do backtrack, I know how to get back on track. That's something to be grateful for. Being grateful that, you know, that maybe the job didn't work out that you were on, or these people act a damn fool with you. Oh, here's another scenario. You know when you go to a store? I just had this happen the other day. I went to BJ's. It's a brew house, but it has an amazing menu. It has healthy stuff. It has a whole bunch of different things. They're known for their pizza and these like cookie things called Bazookies and so forth. And twice I went this week, earlier this week, and I went last week. And I had a trainee both times. And because I've worked with people in retail, that's how I started, you know, working and so forth with folks. And then, you know, I have my own business. I have a certain way I conduct myself when I'm out and about, and the way I treat people, because I understand how it is to deal with a whole bunch of different personalities and so forth and energies and whatever. So I swear to you. Every time there is an instance where you have like a trainee who goes through different things, I would purposely kind of put them through different scenarios just to show them that this is going to come back around again. Like if this happens once, it's gonna happen again. Like, for instance, you know, I have like this rewards thing where you get these rewards points and you do this and you do that, and they wasn't registering and blah, blah, blah. And then we had these other instances where I asked for a few different things, and the young lady, you know, she didn't know how to put it in, but I told her, I was like, you know, this opportunity is dope because of the simple fact that if I ask, this is going to come back again. And this is like a learning lesson. I say all that to say that when all these different things happen in your life, it's because it's setting you up to learn how to acclimate yourself to a response. And, you know, just being grateful for that opportunity to do that and to be in that space where you do learn. Because if you don't learn, it's going to come back again, and it's going to keep on returning till you learn the lesson and you can go to the next level. A grateful heart keeps you blessed. And I'm super duper 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 grateful for each and every one of you guys who take the time to listen to this. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to speak and so that you can hear my voice. I'm grateful to the universe, to God, to the creator, for allowing me to step out of being shy and being a person that was not an excellent public speaker, because I did have that fear factor of, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, blah, say blah. I can't believe I'm standing in front of these people. And sometimes I don't look you directly in your eye, and it's because I'm trying to collect my thoughts and make sure that I'm saying things in a way that you understand them, and being clear and being concise and being able to articulate my message in a certain way. This is the way I talk. I can be ratchet. I can be corporate. I'm very versatile. And I'm very, very, very grateful for having a family where I had a militant side and I had a Mayberry side. I grew up in the hood, but I went to Catholic school. I went to a predominantly black high school, but it was a college preparatory school that prepared me for high school. My parents got divorced, and that taught me transition and having to understand how it is to deal with people when things don't work out, and dealing with different race issues in the family. With on one side of the family, I have cousins that are of mixed descent, and dealing with that, and or dealing with you know, the different things with race relations, being from the Midwest, or being able to be around people of affluence, because I've worked with so many dope ass people in Atlanta and living around that, and moving somewhere where I didn't have shit and I made my way by, one, gratitude, being grateful that God presented me with the opportunity, but two, being grateful that I had a guy that kept me centered enough to not have to trick off to do certain things. So that way, when I was able to move to Houston by myself, which I did, I knew how to navigate this thing called life. I wasn't dependent on somebody, a wealthy family member, or I wasn't, I didn't have to go out here and sell myself. You know what I'm saying? I know my self-worth. I know what I can handle. I'm grateful for each and every opportunity to get to the next level. And I am grateful for the opportunities that I haven't gotten yet in the failed relationships and this shit where I was sitting up crying and booing over people that don't give a shit about me. I'm so grateful that I dealt with that. I'm grateful for the people that were put in my life to show me about myself in different capacities. Be grateful, man. A grateful heart keeps you blessed. Thank the people that come on your Instagram page or your Twitter or your Facebook or whatever other social medium, your Snapchat or whatever the case may be, and they pay homage to you. I never understood how these stars sit up and they entertain the negative, toxic bullshit, but they don't acknowledge the people that really love them and really, you know, are for them and rooted for them. What you feed grows. What you put your attention into grows. So be grateful, man. That shit keeps you blessed. It's a guarantee. If I can't guarantee you nothing in this world, I can guarantee you that. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in yet again. This is my third podcast. I was feeling it. It's 11:11 a.m. here's Central Standard Time. That means we're entering a phase of gratitude. Those are your portals. That's your divine protection right there. Those are your angel numbers, 11:11. I'm grateful for y'all, each and every person. Y'all still dope as fuck. Don't forget, that's the podcast. Look it up on iTunes. I'm also on anchor.fm. Please, please, please follow the Instagram page. You'll be able to, you can screenshot some of those images and share them. Just tag me, you know, hashtag still dope as fuck, hashtag Aaliyah Nico. I'll be more than happy to reach out to you guys and thank you individually, because I am very grateful for this opportunity. And, you know, I'm grateful for the day. Make today beautiful. Make it great for yourself. Speak it into existence. And yeah, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. I may be back with some more stuff, but that was on my mind for now. So again, a grateful heart keeps you blessed. And each and every one of us are definitely dead if you're hearing this. So have a wonderful day. Take care. Happy Friday. And I'll talk to y'all soon.